Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 studios, it is the Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here along with...
Sterling.
Terry.
And Rebecca.
Half
and
of our,
that's it.
And that is it. Half the team is covering the Overwatch release.
Launch party, yep.
Launch party.
Over at Clutch Gaming Arena.
So that is a thing?
Yes.
Why? Okay, no, I can't say that. We'll get to it. I don't understand it. But then it had how many 1.5 million people play it?
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention. I've been locked in the craft room inhaling paint fumes for the last 2 weeks, so.
This week we have the news and what's going on in the geek world. We'll get you
absolutely
caught up.
Absolutely nothing.
With nothing.
Show's over, guys.
It is a light news week, so this week we will do a show about nothing. No,
yay.
it will be Ask a Geek. I have some questions that have actually come in via email, so we will get to those.
Cool.
And Sterling is our special sit-in this week because Byron is busy curing smallpox in Indonesia, China.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
I'm a scrub. I'm
well, we needed a man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I would say
I'm done.
I would say
that
he's
the only one of the night.
I would say he's the eye candy, but this is a podcast, so
doesn't work.
No.
Well,
mas.
If we get cameras and things, then.
You know, we had a request for cameras. More of the time, if we had the bandwidth, we'd have cameras.
Okay. Well, cameras are good.
Sure.
Be fun.
No, I don't know. Some people, there are rough days. I don't want people to see me.
Well, we could do it at special occasions and things. On special occasions, people like really beg for it. Like,
yeah,
okay, all right.
Beg for it.
Well, technology's getting
beg
there.
For daddy.
We'll all be fancy.
We could set the camera right over there.
Please in don't ever say that again.
in the secret portal. Don't say what again? Which one? What line did I just mutilate for you?
Don't ever say daddy.
Oh. All right, so this week in the news, it's a light geek week, oddly enough, especially since what I've got coming. First up, however, Top Gear will be finally premiering next Monday. But it's already got its drama. Chris Evans, who's now the new host for Top Gear, yelled at the audience for not laughing at his jokes.
Which is a good thing, bad thing?
I don't know. How do you get pissed off at people not finding you funny? I mean,
you do
funny.
It all the time.
Exactly. No, I don't.
You already said exactly. Well, no take backsies.
You're not funny, Smurf.
I guess
am
the
funny.
Question is, like, did the audience laugh when he yelled at them that they weren't laughing at the jokes?
He cussed them out. He's like...
So he was furious.
He was. He's
in
like...
a comedy sense. But.
Yes. He's like, F you effers. And, I mean, just completely went on a tirade. He's not Jeremy Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson actually had some kind of weird... wit to him, right?
Type of,
yeah. So I think he's trying too hard to be Clarkson, and he's failing miserably. He's a gearhead. He's sort of funny. I don't think he's funny at all, personally. But
well, and it's one of those things. Like, if just one or two people aren't laughing at your jokes, you might think, okay, something's wrong with them. If an entire audience isn't laughing at your jokes, something's wrong with you. If more people, people are telling you you're not funny.
What are
it's
you looking
false.
At me? No,
that had nothing to do with you. I was having a conversation. It was a dialogue, so I was making eye contact. You weren't who
Fair
I was
enough.
Thinking of at all.
I didn't even want to know who you were thinking about.
Nope.
Anyone shall be named.
I honestly think that the show is over. The show is doomed.
I agree.
You lose the three guys...
It's not the same thing. It's not the thing anymore. Like, that's done. They dug a grave, and now they're like, let's put more bodies in the grave, because that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah,
they try to put some, like, light dirt on the top.
How many people were actually watching, like, because they're gearheads. No.
Yeah.
They were watching because of the chemistry of the hosts.
I don't know. I watched it because I'm somewhat of a... Because I didn't want to know about the cars, the McLarens, the Ferraris,
too,
the Lambos.
Me too, but there's other car shows that you can watch. There's videos on... line that you can read about and stuff like that.
I am a professional Russian. Do not try this at home.
UK ones. I mean, I would never watch an American one.
No, the American ones suck.
The American one sucks. So exactly. If you were just a gearhead, you would have tuned into the American one as well, but you didn't.
Because it's just about cars at that point. But you put the witty, like, BBC type on there and all the accents, and you're like, this is hilarious. Awesome.
The bad thing is that my DVR doesn't know how to differentiate between the two Top Gears. It just sees a new episode of Top Gear, so I'm recording the American ones, and I'm like, son of a...
Screw that.
That's not what you want.
And I want to watch them. They have some good, like, teasers on it,
mm-hmm.
but I know if I watch them, I'm just going to get pissed off.
Yeah, you're not going to like it.
No!
This is just good.
Nothing beats the ski jump mini. Nothing.
That's pretty epic. It's hard to beat that.
It is! But I'm just... I digress. So who watched whatever music award show last night? Was it the Grant? Not the Grammys.
What was it?
iHeartRadio?
Was it I think, yeah. iHeartRadio.
Apparently this crew was all over it.
Yeah. I mean...
so on top of these.
I went... Okay, there's like two big premieres last night.
We
had...
cable.
We had two big premieres. We had Preacher, which I don't want to spoil because...
I might watch at some point.
You might watch it just because it doesn't follow the comic, but they do have some very impressive preferences with it. I'll get into it next week because it's too early and I don't want to spoil anything. It was much better than Fear the Walking Dead. I'll say that, which isn't hard to do. and then there was in a music award show. Britney Spears lip-synced horribly but looked hot. And then we have this weird little budding romance between Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. Now, the only reason I'm bringing this up is I have met Gwen Stefani, and I think she is absolutely one of the hottest women on the planet.
Easily.
She's a darling.
Oh, yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
So what? She has, what, two kids now?
Two or three.
I think three now, and then a divorce.
She divorced Gavin Rosdale for cheating on her. With a nanny?
Which, why? Why in the actual hell would that, you know, have to blink, beep, 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 beep. Some Morse code in there. And
pure insanity.
Just why? Why? Why?
I don't know.
Stupid.
That was stupid.
So, is this relationship doomed? Because if you're Gavin Rosdale and you can find some way to mess this up, and then whatever happened to Blake Shelton and the other blonde? Who was he seeing? Mariah Lambert? Amanda Lambert? Something like that?
Something Lambert. I don't
She's
care.
Just like faded away. Nobody even talks about her. It's all about Blake. I think it's funny. But I see a new band forming. Forget No Doubt getting back together. It's now going to be the Blake and Stefani show.
Be interesting, for sure.
And so they're doing this duet. I honestly think that they were just going to like start making out right then and there. The video of these two, I mean, it was like they had sung to each other this before, like naked or after like a romp session. But she looks...
She looks incredible.
Gavin Rosdale's an idiot.
Yes, he is.
Makes no sense to me whatsoever. And what's Gavin Rosdale even doing anymore?
Nothing. He had one song, 10 years ago that came back on the radio?
Well, I don't know. So is this relationship doomed? Do you think it's going to last? It's Hollywood.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm hoping. I'm wistful. I like him much more.
Aren't they on The Voice together?
Yes.
Wouldn't that ruin the show if they ever did break up? Maybe contractually they're not allowed to break up.
Well, isn't Christina Aguilera back?
Is she? I don't know.
Miss Top Heavy herself. Those things get bigger every season. I'm waiting for her to just like tip over like Dolly Parton or something. Huge.
Well, Dolly Parton's were full of air, so she wasn't tipping over. She can just pump some helium into those suckers. Yep, there you go.
Okay.
Location device.
Very true. So, I'm hoping for the best. I like Blake anyway. He's kind of the man's man. He's burly like Sam Elliott. What was that?
Nothing, sweetie.
Really? Just gave me a sigh. Marvel had some big announcement coming, which I didn't see. Anybody? Nothing? Because I didn't see. Marvel said they had a big announcement to compete with the new relaunch that DC was doing because they're pissed off about DC being in the news so much. They did release something about the inside joke on Captain America about Dark Knight. So there's like, we won't spoil that for you because it's freaking hilarious. Go Google it now because Robert Downey Jr. is bagging on DC and everyone is freaking hilarious.
Yep. I don't know. I think it's interesting because Marvel is definitely, you know, I'm sure a lot of DC and Batman versus Superman fanboys out there will agree with or disagree with me, but Marvel is definitely dominating the movie scene right now.
They are.
Absolutely.
DC's in such bad shape that they called in Geoff Johns, who's like the big writer. He had the long run on Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. He's doing Justice League. They brought him in to basically assist in the movie making process going forward. Kind of what Marvel had with Quesada,
mm-hmm.
who was editor-in-chief, and Stan Lee and all that. So they have somebody to hopefully help them out.
Which poses the question if Batman vs. Superman was really the success that Warner Brothers was trying to say that it was, and if and all of the fanboys were trying to say that it was, with all of its deep and heavy symbolism, then why would they have brought in someone? So they know they're in trouble.
They know they bombed this. There's no doubt about it. Cap stood, what, number one for a couple weeks. He got beat out this week because of a cartoon.
Angry Birds?
Angry Birds.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Why?
I mean, I don't even want to know what this movie's about. I don't care.
Right. And I don't like what it says for the future of movies. If we can take a phone, a mobile game, and eventually turn it into its own movie. Like, no.
I only wanted to go to this movie as if they gave me a red bird to throw at the screen.
Yeah, there you go.
And
there
I got points. See?
That'd be fun.
That would be worth it to me.
Alamo, if you're listening, here's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't even let you get noisy
one of the pigs,
in there.
If you hit one of the pigs, you get a free pint glass.
Done. See, I did get my pint glass from the beer thing, beer lunch, but it was almost stolen.
Are you going to tell us your harrowing tale of?
No. Well, it's not a harrowing tale. The bartender cleared the bar and took my glass.
Oh.
So Jeannie, Brett's wife, threw a huge fit. She was about to go over the bar and beat the crap out of the bartender. And then she's like, if you don't find his glass, you better give him the tap handle from Breckenridge. And I'm like, okay.
He's awesome.
Not even close in value, but sure, I'll just take that and run. But they finally found it after like 15 minutes. But he's like trying to like convince me that somebody stole it. And there's like five of us at the bar, and like there's no way anyone got around me to get the glass. Snape or cut? Eh. Eh. It's better than last year's beer, I'll say that much.
What was last year's?
Yeah, what was last year's?
Hulk Mash. It was
oh, yeah.
Hoppy and...
That doesn't sound good.
No, it was... Yeah, too much hops. You know, too much hops in a beer, it's like sucking mint through a sock. Ugh.
I thought it was like a mouthful of soap, personally.
I'm just happy you know what that is, and, you know.
My college years were very colorful.
Bonus.
Were there multiple beers this year? Is that what it is?
No, just the one.
Oh, just the one.
Just the one. They were, okay, so they were so ill-prepared, they were sold out of the beer within an hour, and even sold out of wine at the bar.
Wow, within an hour?
Pretty much. So it was down to whatever you could find on tap and mixed drinks. Mm-hmm. But I got my free glass. That's all I cared about. Try the beer, DCC. It'll be there.
Okay.
It's better than last year.
What was last year?
Hulk Mash? Did you miss all of that?
I guess so.
We just had this whole conversation.
Sorry.
That was what ended up sucking mint through a sock.
Oh, okay.
Sock.
Mint through a sock. Remember it.
See, yes, that image just erased everything
exactly.
else up to that
She's
point.
Like, oh.
Total system reset, yeah.
She's like, did I really just hear mint through a sock?
Wait, so speaking of...
Yeah?
Rebirth, how do you feel about it so far? Just a little bit of teasers that have come out. Anything?
I hate it.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely hate it. But you have other news.
So I saw some of the initial sketches for all the Teen Titans, and they are badass. I actually really, really like them, especially what they did was they put a side-by-side comparison of New 52 Teen Titan, which didn't look good. Like, Raven actually had, like, a bird head, and I don't know. It was weird. Next to the Rebirth Teen Titans, and they're pretty badass. Yeah, it was awesome.
So they've regressed him again. Superboy looks like he's 10. Same with Robin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sold on it. In fact, there's going to be midnight releases for the relaunch coming up this next week. I'm still not sold.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. What character did you like the most out of it?
Raven.
Why?
She just looks like really, really badass. She's in her usual kind of like bodysuit with the cape and the hood, but she's got all these armor pieces on. I don't know, it's really cool looking.
Now this may sound absolutely sadistic, but it's something that popped into my head the other day. Do you think DC keeps changing their characters around so it inspires cosplayers to do different costumes for the characters?
That's a very tedious little act right there. I can see it.
Yes, but...
Like, we haven't done Raven. Raven's really popular, which means we need to change it, so put your, you know, like, domino effect.
Domino effect?
I think they're just really trying hard to... There were a lot of people unhappy with New 52, and so they're trying really, really hard to apologize for that.
It started out good, but then things just went... like, gone.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's like trying to hold a runny egg. Yeah. Well, they didn't keep continuity. Story started going off. They didn't hold to a plan if there was one. And so what happens if and when this goes wrong? What's the next apology?
Rebirthing?
Resurrection.
We're just going straight back to the beginning. Everyone that was ever dead or looked wrong is now... exactly the same way they were.
Do-over.
We're just going to redo the whole Golden Age of comics for
oh
new generation.
Oh my god, no. Please, no. Let's not go all the way to the Golden Age.
Well, hey, everything, all of the movies now are basically remakes. We might as well have all the comics be remakes too.
The whole world is based on remakes right now. Mm-hmm. That's all true. It is. Like copycats and, well, speaking for myself, copycat.
Did see a new trailer for the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Which
cool.
I liked.
It was really cool.
I know. I really honestly thought it was going to suck, but you do get to see more of Hemsworth.
Yeah. Yep.
And we do see more Token of the firehouse. Token
very,
hot guy.
Very excited about that.
And it really looks entertaining. There's hope.
There's hope. I like the meme that's been going around that
what
said...
meme?
That has, like, the guys and the girls, and it's just like, I gave these guys a chance... you know, and da-da-da-da-da, therefore I'm going to give these girls a chance for, you know, the new generation and stuff like that. So I'll try to bring it up, but, I mean, this just kind of, like, makes you think a little bit of all the different people.
Well, okay, so a question is, if this is a hit, are they going to stay with the chicks? Have we seen the end of the guys? Because, I mean, you were up at Cheyenne Con.
Yep.
Did Ernie Hudson even give a let out as far as his character or what he's got going on?
Awesome.
Okay, it's decent.
Badass. And then...
So Starfire's got more clothes on again.
Yeah.
That she does.
And it's... That's not Tim Drake, Robin. That's... Damian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Nightwing's Nightwing, Tim is, who knows. Yeah, it's just too many. There's too many Robins.
Yeah, there is. That's one of those that needs to, like, okay, guys.
They killed off Stephanie, or the spoiler, or whatever she was. She hasn't come back yet in any of the rebirths. Sorry, we're just bouncing around.
So one of the things that I love about these rebirth designs for Teen Titans is that they put the plain clothes versions next to them, and Raven is wearing a Frankie Says Relax shirt, and I am so going to cosplay that.
Perfect.
She's got a Frankie Says Relax shirt and a baseball cap with a skull on it. It's awesome.
Okay, so she's an emo chick.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. That's right. Fair enough. This just in, San Diego Comic-Con will have the world premiere of Star Trek Beyond.
Beyond.
The poster is a direct rip off of the Star Trek motion picture. I didn't have a picture of it. But it looks just like the Star Trek motion picture movie poster. This looks to be phenomenal.
It does.
The new trailer that they released with these bugs that are just ripping a hole through the Enterprise is just great. Or there's also word that this may be the prototype that was in the Scott Bakula Enterprise, the original one with the NX-01. There looks like that's in there too. So we may even see like a crossover. But this looks... Okay, I'm excited for Star Trek, and I never thought I would say that.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
But, yeah. So what? Okay, so it's going to come down between Star Trek and Star Wars now. It's going to be the new battle. DC is lost. Marvel's won. So now it's going to come down to Star Trek.
God.
We're going to see a new revitalization between Star Trek and Star Wars.
Especially with Star Trek being movies now and not TV show, because that was always like the end argument. Like, okay, they're apples and oranges. You can't compare them. One's a TV show, deals with different things. One's a movie series. But now they're both big screen.
Every year we'll have Star Wars. DC or Disney's going to just... ride this horse into the ground. Every year, boom, boom, boom. Although, if they keep up with, like, Rogue One and Star Wars like this...
Oh, yeah.
And then come to find out that, like, events that happened in Rogue One, directly lead into stuff that happens on the Force.
Yes,
stuff.
Because I saw Vader's in Rogue One. I'm so excited. James Earl Jones doesn't even have to get out of the chair to talk. They can just put some big tall dude in the suit and just call it good. Darth Vader lives again. And he better be like badass Vader, not like wimpy, me, you killed my panda. I don't want to see that Vader.
Before I tell everyone what a whiny bitch you were about Pata Mame or Panda Bear or whatever the hell her name is.
My God, you must smell like bacon wrapped in leather. Ah. So, Comic-Con, you'll see the premiere of the new Star Trek before everybody else. It does come out July 22nd. I guess I'll see it opening weekend. Are you going to San Diego Con? Are you two going?
Nope, not this year.
Yeah, that's...
barring a miracle.
Yeah, we've got too many
conferences. It just wasn't worth it last year.
No, it hasn't been worth it for a long time.
We're not going to stand 36 hours in line to see... like they did for Star Wars, the Star Wars panel. People were in line for 36 hours straight to get into that panel.
Of course we're
and poor Kevin Smith got bombed on that one because he followed it and everybody left.
Mm-hmm.
So poor Kevin Smith slept there by himself.
Yeah, it was pretty much there.
So, I mean, there's no point to San Diego anymore, especially as a cosplayer.
Yeah,
if you're there to wait in line to see panels, good on you, but that's...
collectibles, right? There's lots of vendors there, so that's really good.
All the San Diego exclusives.
If you've got an epic cosplay, you dare to go out there, you'll get mobbed.
Yeah, wow. You're not moving from that spot for 36 hours. We might as well just post up in line.
There you go. Hold up a sign like Wile E. Coyote. Oh, I heard this news story. Guy walking around with a sign that says free hugs. So woman goes up, gives him a hug, takes a selfie with him. Then he asks for $20 from the woman. I don't know. Because he's a panhandler and he wants money. But even though his sign says free hug, the woman declined and then he proceeded to beat her ass. He punched her in the face.
Really? Oh my God.
So if you're at a con and you see someone walking around with his sign for free hugs, run the
don't
other way.
Trust them. I did see a photo. It was a guy holding a sign that said free hugs, and then a guy next to him holding a sign that said premium hugs, $2.
Okay, the premium hug is probably the nuzzle. I'll tell you this right up front. You give the hug and you just, put nuzzle in a little bit.
Oh my god.
It's creepy, but that sounds like the premium right there. Come on, it's worth $2. Little nuzzle.
I've seen that as a thing in several cons, I think DCC included, where that's strictly forbidden. I think it's the con wars to have a free hugs sign and walk around with it.
Yeah.
No, that's just, no. Wrong.
I could do premium hugs. Dress in Bombshell Harley.
Oh,
be like, oh, premium hugs, $50.
You don't have to carry a sign.
Yeah. It'll just be the creepy guy from Starfest.
Well, hey, as long as
oh, God.
Give the charity money. Not him, though. I'm punching him.
That, anyone but he'd that dude right there gets it right in the nose. I don't know how I feel about this next story, but well, part of it I'm cool. Jeff Goldblum and Carl Urban are coming to Marvel's universe in Thor Ragnarok.
So, again, with keeping the whole actors are just portraying the same characters over and over again, now I'm thinking Dredd in Thor's world. Like,
You're going with Dredd.
Yeah, I'm going with Dredd.
Because I went Riddick.
Me too. That's exactly where my brain went.
I went Riddick. I went the far other side.
Yeah.
Because Dredd, I loved him as Dredd. Yeah. That whole movie with just the one floor, well done, perfect. Carl Urban never, he's like, sure, I'll wear a helmet. I don't give a shit. It's Carl Urban.
Whatever.
Eh. But I thought Riddick right away.
Kill what you keep.
That's right.
Keep what you kill.
Keep what you kill, baby.
Keep what you kill.
So, I'm wondering who he's going to play. Jeff Goldblum has got to be there for comic relief. What the hell is he going to do? Is he going to try and show you an apartment? he shows up to give Thor his new apartment and his keys. Here you are. Live smartly, my friend.
And then a dinosaur comes through the side.
Rips him right off the toilet. All right. Little legs
running,
kicking.
Screaming.
That is perfect. But Carl Urban, I think that's actually kind of a great idea.
Yeah, I think cool. So too, but no, I'm going to, the entire time watching, I'm just going to be like, all right, where's the T-Rex? Where's the T-Rex?
Live smartly, my...
Yeah, basically.
Live in my stomach. But this is going to be, because also, Mark Ruffalo was already in this. So we're going to see the Hulk.
Yeah, which is interesting because they were the two missing from Civil War.
Yep.
Was Thor and Hulk. So now we get to see, you know, when he says, do you even know where Thor and Dr. Banner are? And they're all like, Now we get to see where they are.
So does that mean that he dipped out completely and went with Thor to Asgard because he's worried about losing control?
Maybe. Maybe he's looking for a way to control himself out there. Figure they can probably handle it if he loses it and goes on a rampage.
Let's just shoot him at some frost giants. Hey, we found one. Shoot him over there.
Mm-hmm.
Thor Ragnarok will be out November 3rd, 2017, which is already a busy year for Marvel, because earlier in that year, Spider-Man Homecoming will also be coming up. Now, the reason I bring this up is just because of who they've been fighting with to get on it. Robert Downey Jr. is already signed, probably because Marissa Tomei is Aunt May. And
it's just to hang out with her.
Just
don't even write me a check.
Hell yes! Robert Downey Jr. doesn't need the money, and I would... You don't have to pay me. I get to hang out with Marissa Tomei.
Absolutely.
I've had a crush on her since My Cousin Vinny, and I am not ashamed to admit it.
You met her, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh! I was a blithering idiot. I just...
Rolling everywhere.
Can't quite speak English properly.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
English is
you, that's like, yeah.
Did your keeper lose you? Did you get off your leash, little boy?
Yeah, that's like me when we were at Dragon Con last year, and Trisha, number 6 from Battlestar Galactica, we're just walking past her, and I look over, and she looks at me and smiles, and I almost tripped.
Yeah, she's so...
So
she didn't.
She's
even,
she's a goddess.
No, she doesn't. Which pisses me off because when I got to meet her, she was distracted by the girl in front of me talking about purses and fashion, and I was non-existent. Hurt my field beds.
I get to meet Katie Sack.
Katie's fun. Not as fun as Boomer though.
I bet. But I bought a photo op with Katie, and I'm very excited.
Ooh. Did you buy any photo ops, Tara, for DCC? Tara's like, no.
I got my first one.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
This will be my first one.
I got Peggy Carter.
Haley Atwell. Oh, Haley Atwell. Sorry, the show got canceled. I forgot right away. She might come back to Netflix. That's true.
Yeah,
it's only temporarily.
Out.
But
something like 70,000 people signed
Wow. Hayley Atwell's hot.
She is. She's adorable.
It's just for Kat. And
that's done at MegaCon, right?
That's at MegaCon.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to get your first, your cherry popped in Florida.
Exactly.
Nice.
Isn't that where everyone gets their Florida cherry popped?
Usually it's Vegas, but yeah, this week we'll do Florida.
Yeah, might as well.
Mine was Florida.
Back to the Spider-Man story.
No one wants to hear about that.
No,
I'd warm under the collar all of a sudden.
Don't need that visual in my mind. The whole point to this is they're trying to land Michael Keaton. Now, if there's one guy that knows the lucrative side of comic book films, it's got to be Michael Keaton being Batman, and they're trying to get him in as a villain. They haven't said who he's going to play, but...
And you know they're just doing that to be a slap in the face to
that is
DC.
A full palm.
Like, we got the Batman to be in a Marvel movie. What you guys got to say about that?
What is DC thinking? DC should have had Michael Keaton involved in
everything
at this point.
From, yeah.
Because you've added Robert Downey Jr., Tom Holland, Marissa Tomei, and
Zendaya. Oh my God. She's adorable.
All the big names.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, we're talking. Oh. See, that's badass.
Michael Keaton.
Oh, cool.
He looks pretty evil.
He looks very. So, the Vulture. Which
I was gonna say it has to be like an older looking character because he does show age now.
Yeah.
Like,
but he's still Michael Keaton.
He's still Michael Keaton.
When I watched Birdman, I and it's like all just the one continuous camera shot is brilliant. I honestly went in and thought it was gonna suck. I was like, eh, whatever. But Keaton pulled it off. The man is still awesome. And DC. You dumb sons of bitches. But you know, Keaton's fighting to get in here because he wants a franchise.
Oh,
he wants to get back into the comic book side. Because, face it, nothing pays better. And now that Marvel's got a hold of Spider-Man again,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to mess this up.
No. I say this every time, and you guys are going to get sick of hearing this, but... I still really want a Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
I don't.
Why?
Okay. Because Peter will always be Spider-Man for me.
But we've had so many of them. Why not do...
Because we've had so many of them because they haven't done it right. As soon as they do it right, then maybe I'll close the book
and
say you're
after,
right.
After this, because I think... This new Spider-Man is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the right
so
on the spot.
After this, they close it out. It's time for Miles Morales.
Yes, if they went the route that they've done so far with Peter Parker finally getting his right place, he owns his company, he's got technology, he's just as smart as Reed Richards and Tony Stark, he should be up there with them. He's past the childhood thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Miles Morales comes in, absolutely. I would even like him taking him under his wing and being a mentor to him. But to me, Spider-Man will always be Peter Parker wrestling with your normal, average, day-to-day stuff while trying to be a superhero. That was always the thing about Peter. He was an average guy just trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what always appealed to me about Spidey.
Okay. Good for you.
But you want Miles Morales.
Yeah, and I think we need... You know, I absolutely agree that Peter Parker is the Spider-Man, and we need to... Have it done right, but we've had so many of them already.
Missed the mark.
Yeah, so give us a break. Give us Miles Morales for a couple years, and then go back to Peter Parker.
Ooh, maybe they'll kill Miles. And then Spidey comes out of retirement. Oh my God, I just think I made you cry.
Don't kill Miles.
What I honestly see happening is Miles gets overlooked, and they bring in Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They're going to bring in the woman aspect.
Especially, well, maybe.
Emma Thompson, or wait, Emma, the one that played Gwen in the last one. Emma Watson. Yes.
No.
Emma,
no.
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 No, I was like, not Emma, Emma, yeah, like Emma Watson.
Emma Stone.
Well, it's Emma Stone, thank you.
Stone. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
She wants to play Spider-Gwen.
And I think she'd do well. She's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost want... I want them to wait until they have until Marvel has control over Deadpool, because I want to see a Gwenpool as well.
Why?
Eventually.
Jesus.
All the walls. Okay.
It'd be funny.
It would be funny. That's one thing Marvel can do. It is humor. We'll see how... We'll see what happens with Wolverine. With it being an X-rated. With it being R-rated. We'll be curious to see.
So here's the reason that I don't necessarily think we'll get a Spider-Gwen. Because Marvel has been seriously putting off any female-led movie. I mean, they're more likely, with Black Panther coming out, they're more likely to put a black man in the lead than they are a woman. They've pushed Captain Marvel. They've talked about doing a Black Widow franchise for years and are still refusing to do it, even though everyone wants it.
We'll see. I would like to see it. She won't have a lead, though. They won't get... her comic now is kind of wish-washy. I don't even know how you're going to explain her from another dimension coming over to ours to say, so I would still see it before Miles, I betcha. Just as a... Maybe. Anyway, I don't want to get killed. You're shooting daggers over here, so I'm going to shut up. All with the Miles Morales. Cinemax streams the first episode of Outcast ahead of the premiere, which is kind of a big F you to everybody else watching Cinemax. I thought this story was hilarious. Outcast, for those at home that do not know, is a comic book written by Robert Kirkman, the creator of The Walking Dead. So with this being on Cinemax means it can go to an all new level of creepiness. It's a horror based comic, and when it came out, I think it was a low print run, not as low as The Walking Dead, just because Kirkman had such, I don't know, celebrity at the time, The Walking Dead. So there's a fair amount out there, but I know it's still a heavily underproduced comic. The premiere on Cinemax, actually, it's good for the streaming. It's really good. And I don't want to say that. Because I didn't buy the comic.
That's it. You don't want it to get popular because you don't have the comic.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I skipped over it. I was like, because Kirkman was talking about it a couple years ago when I met him at Image Expo. And he was going on and he was excited about it. And it sounded like a great story. Read the first issue. Then it read the first trade. And it's like, okay. I'm curious how the show will progress on Skinemax. Are there too many horror shows, though, that? Because you've got...
Are there too many comic book shows between Preacher, Let's Walking see, Dead? Two.
And then all the Marvel stuff and all the DC stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you think they've killed the market now?
I don't think they have yet. I think they're about to.
And we're not even talking about what's that Netflix got going, because they got Punisher, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, and then most likely...
Agent Carter.
Agent Carter's going to end up over there, because they're not going to let that one die. It's such an untapped reservoir, because ABC just flubbed that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been so much better than the watered down men are a bunch of retards and Haley Atwell is the only one in the world that knows what the hell's going on.
No, it wasn't going to be anything like that. I read an interesting fan theory about why the show was the way that it was. Why there were continuity errors and inconsistencies, and why it ended when it did. I am getting a little spoilery here, but some people think that it is the way it is because the show is not events as it actually happened, it's events as as told by Peggy to Sharon Carter.
We're going to see like flashbacks?
Yeah. So that's why there's errors, because her memory comes and goes. That's why it ended when it did, because Peggy's gone now.
Interesting. Okay. I put you guys in the news, and if you're at home, there is YouTube that has Outcast out there. You guys can click on the YouTube link that I included on your news. You'll be able to watch it. It's the full hour show, so give it a watch. Let us know what you think. Take any and all comers on this one, just because it is... very off the track kind of horror. Moving along to video games.
Oh, thank God.
something
for me.
So, Battlefront sucked, is what everyone is saying. And a main reason and contributing factor to it is the fact that it didn't have a campaign.
Yep.
Does a video game need a campaign to be successful? You guys game heavily.
I think, no, a video game does not need a campaign to be successful, but when it's a franchise that is as, you know, serious and has as many fans as Star Wars, people want a new story. That's what we're a junkie for. We're not just looking to wield a blaster and, I mean, they could have done Battlefront a lot better even without a campaign, but something like Star Wars, we want that story.
Okay, what part of the story do you want? Sterling, what did this... You didn't even buy Battlefront, did you?
No.
We played the beta, that was it.
Yeah, I played the beta and I was not impressed, so... But again, just... I'm... you know, I won't play things like Call of Duty. I won't play, you know, standard, you know, MOBAs because there's generally no story there. I want something that's really going to suck me into the world in the story form. And Star Wars, it was, you know, on the surface, kind of okay, fun to just jump in and shoot around and play a little bit.
It was just another shooter.
But yeah, there's a bazillion shooters out there, and that's kind of the way I felt it. And so to Becca's point, I think it's something that needed a little bit, because it's Star Wars, it needed some more substance to it.
Because, I mean, visually, Tara, did you play it at all?
No, it was a first-person shooter, therefore, cut. I don't play them. I can't. Like, it's not in my manual.
Not in that dexterity, so you're like,
nope. Has it like third person?
Done.
Always. Yeah.
I think that they tried to rely too much on it being Star Wars. It was kind of limiting. I know they're bringing out more content, but yeah.
And it wasn't even so. The only way you could even be a badass and wield a lightsaber is by being the highest scoring person in a round, because then that person gets to play as Vader or Luke.
Yeah, because you get enough consecutive kills, then automatically you unlock the thing, and you can become Luke for however long.
It's
exclusionary, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things where, you know, what we want about Star Wars is not just blasters, because, again, that makes it just another shooter. We want force powers. We want lightsabers. We want, you know, options.
Okay, so did you guys play Force Unleashed?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
So if Force Unleashed was more Battlefronty, or Battlefronty was more Force Unleashed, do you think it would have been better?
That would have been all over it for sure.
Even though Force Unleashed 2 was extremely short.
Yeah, it was short. I still played the heck out of it. both 1 and 2, yeah.
Because that's all we've ever wanted, was to be that badass. I mean, even Knights of the Old Republic did really well.
Knights of the Old Republic did really well.
Yeah.
I have it on my iPad. That's how good it is.
I did love throwing the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, it would have been so easy for them to give us more options other than just blaster in a round with friends. Like, I don't know. It was boring.
Yeah, there's so many other games.
If I'm going to play a shooter, I'm going to go back to one that has a great story, like Borderlands.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, the mass release of Overwatch is right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right now.
The beta did 1.5 million people downloaded?
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
Is this going to be a hit, do you think? Because Battlefront is... Or not Battlefront.
Battleborn.
Battleborn seems to be struggling a little bit.
Yeah, it is, and I think, well, I'm just trying to, like, get my thoughts together as to why. It's, you know, 2K and Gearbox has a following, but it's not as big of a following as Blizzard. There are people out there who will play Overwatch just because it is a Blizzard game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lots. A very large percentage.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Are you going to pick it up?
No.
No. Oh, no. Drop the mic.
We'll have a free copy, but...
We're not supposed to talk about our connections. We are cosplaying characters from it.
Exactly. I mean, we do promote Gearbox, and they have been nice and generous to us,
amazing.
And they're great guys over there. I don't know.
And the story is more compelling on Battleborn, but I don't do MOBAs, and that's all Overwatch is right now. They want Overwatch to spawn a whole franchise of a bunch of different styles of games, including single player stuff, and once that happens I will be all over it, but until then I have no desire to shoot at a bunch of people. Plus, I'm really antisocial. I'm the type of person that'll play World of Warcraft as if it's a single-player campaign game, so I'm not the person to play a MOBA.
See, because I need help right now in Battleborn, because I like the sniper guy, but he's not fast enough.
Yeah,
in some
he
of
can't
like the,
solo.
No.
Yeah, he can't be by himself.
I've gotten him, I think, as far... there's one level I can't get by because he's not quick enough, so I might have to, like, resort and drop down to another character, and it pisses me off.
It's tough. I don't know. I'm just like Becca. I'm more of a loner when it comes to playing games. So that's my problem with both of those games, is that if there's a particular character that's kind of cool and you like, they're like, take Mercy in Overwatch, for example. Super cool character, has some cool things, but
she's
not,
just a healer.
She's just a healer.
She does not do any damage.
Yeah, there's the mushroom dude.
Miko.
Yeah.
Is the same way.
The walking
he has
penis.
One... He has one little attack that doesn't do hardly any damage, and then he's a healer. That's what he's there for.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, it forces you. I mean, obviously, the whole concept of bringing all your friends in and everybody's playing together, and that's great. And it's a great concept, but for me personally, I don't think I'd get into it.
Well, yeah, because also in news, Xbox released the DC online game that they had a couple years ago, where you could create
DC
your own character and all that.
Loved that. It was a fantastic.
Did you play it?
Game.
Yeah.
How? I didn't want to pay for the subscription. I said, screw it, pound sand. I'm not doing it. Was it worth it?
I think so, for the most part. Of course, I wasn't able to play it very much, just because it was really hard to get in, like, especially with names and whatnot. You have to come up with, like, 50 different names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was there, I'd be like, oh, no, but nobody would do this name, and it's just like, yes, somebody's done this name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm not going to name my freaking, you know, like, superhero, supervillain, like, 1, 2, 3, 5.
Red Fox 69.
Yeah, like, 69, like.
Except for that one, it's probably already taken.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
69999999, so, yeah.
Yeah, you want your superhero identity to be, like, exactly what you would name your superhero, but because it is an MMO, it has to be unique, and that made it difficult.
To make sure that the name's right. So that took about an hour of, like, figuring out a name at first, and then another 2 hours to figure out what...
Designing your character. So much
fun,
though.
Because that was the coolest part, is designing the character.
That's the best part.
Right? It is the best
and
part.
Your abilities.
Every power you've ever wanted to have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Figure it out.
To that point, it's free to download, but if you want, like, the power packs and all, you have to buy it, which is
individually
bullshit.
It gets expensive.
Oh, it does. There's a package deal that you can get, like, all the colors of, like, the Green Lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $35.
Especially like abilities. That's what got me. I was like,
no
cool abilities except for just flying. And then, you know, and that's the empty.
Yeah, see, I had played it initially when it was pay-to-play, like full-on, you know, 15
Did you get money back for that, I hope?
No, because I only did it for a couple of months, but, I mean, it was so much fun, because it wasn't that. It wasn't buying every single little add-on. It was just $15, you unlock everything, so it was so good.
Yeah, they want $35 for the whole set, and, of course, the only thing I want to play is Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And
it's a
good
choice.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna pop $35 for it. So I'm about to delete it. I already downloaded it, and I'm just like, ugh, no one's gonna play it with me anyway. So screw it.
That's
because you're
like
on Xbox One. I have it on PlayStation. I have it on PC.
Well, okay, we can't we cross platform on PC?
No, you cannot.
What the hell?
Because I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Fine, delete it.
It was cool though, but it kind of goes like, yeah, and then yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I think I only ever got
really
to level
fast.
Like 20, and then I was okay, this is boring. I want to make a new one,
right? Yeah, I was like, oh,
that's
God,
kind
this
of
the
exciting part.
The best part for me was the trailer that has like everybody fighting, where you know,
that was so cool.
Basically, everybody dies.
Cool. Yeah. Plus, I don't know, some of the missions, especially early on, were really interesting because if you played as, you know, you have Gotham and Metropolis, and, you know, depending on who your mentor is, that decides what city you end up in.
Right.
And there would be missions that you would go on where if you have a hero mentor and you're playing on the hero side, then you do one side of the mission, and then if you have a villain, you're directly counteracting the hero side. So there was a lot of like parallel there, which was really, really cool and really well done.
Okay. So it's a lost cause, basically, is what you're telling me.
I don't like the whole you have to pay to unlock all these different things.
No, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Damn it. Fine, I'll delete it.
Cool thing to try, though. It's kind of like you have to like experience it once.
I've got too many other games in front of this to like.
Just once. All you need is like, you know, a couple hours to secure your character and be like, okay, I'm good. That's really what it's all about. It's just kind of getting your character out there playing for a little bit. Like, okay, I can now rest in peace. Yep.
All right. Well, moving on to asking a geek. I get emails from time to time, and some of them stand out. Some of them, yeah, you're funny, mouth breathers. Ha ha. Yeah, I wear both socks that are the same color. Whatever. But there are a couple that I want to ask the team. One, of course, was that came in. Is there a movie that trumps all others that is a must watch for you? This is a question, not mine.
As all of us would agree on, or
sure, I don't know. This is I read it to you just as it showed up. So if you're gonna send me an email,
make it very explicit.
Make it explicit,
but not explicit like.
Yeah, no.
We don't want.
We are a PG-13 show.
There's a reality show for that.
No,
there you go.
Which we can talk about. Which I'm still lost on.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Sex Factor.
Sex Factor.
Yeah.
Okay, explain this to me. How did this not become a show sooner?
Like 10 years ago, it should have been a thing.
On the Playboy Channel or on something. Now that Playboy doesn't have nude, they could have done this like an age ago.
Yeah.
So this is like. Big Brother After Dark? Is this what this is?
I guess.
Okay, so what happened? How do you get eliminated? Do you have to, like, suck in bed?
I was going
to
say.
Like,
measuring?
Have you guys, like, looked into it, of, like, how the show works?
No.
Okay, did you?
So, well, this is right here on Wikipedia. Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Not a
website.
Not a viable news source.
Not a viable source. But it helps. So, it's a reality show where 8 men and 8 women compete to become a porn star. The 16 contestants have never had sex on camera prior to the series. The show starts Asa Akra as the host and will also feature some people I know. Mentors and judges.
Mentors.
Yeah. Mentors? What do you go in there? Just grab them by the ass and show them how to pump?
I don't know. Yeah. So, it will have one male, one female winner.
You know, I hate to say this, I'm going to have to watch at least one episode.
Really?
Just to figure it out. Yeah, just to know, like, what...
what's going on.
Now that we've been talking about it, I'm curious as hell.
So, are these people hot, or are they average, or are they frumpy?
Let's see. Well, they're all...
What's the age range?
The age range is 19 to 25.
Wow,
okay.
No, 33.
Oh!
There's somebody that's 33.
That's almost too old.
And he was a win. It was a win, too, on here. So that's 19 to 33.
Well, 33 I can understand because you kind of know your way around your stuff at that point, I would hope. Yeah, I would hope. 18?
Well, that's
you're still figuring out shit.
Wimpy as a guy.
Yeah, you can't even... If you're
but
not old enough to
the
drink.
Colonial, so I mean, whatever.
The Colonial?
Yes.
The Colonel?
Yes.
Oh.
No, Colonial.
Oh, like, Colonial?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's actually kind of funny.
Keep going well.
So, do you get to come up with your own porn name?
Donnie Rock, that is 34, is from Colorado.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
I don't. Yeah, there's a Donnie Rock here, and he's...
That could be a topic.
I don't know what low means.
What would your porn name be?
To go home, but it was not. So.
Hey, my doodle, it's a dandy. I
Denver,
don't
Colorado.
Know. I don't know if I would have... I don't know. I don't
the
think
balls.
I could do this. One funny joke.
This is a good way for them to get in the loop, though, because as I've seen a lot of like documentaries and stuff about porn, like they have about 6 months. We have about 6 months to catch this porn loop, basically. Not
really?
The 6 months, yeah, because basically you have your pimp guy that you live with, like your agency, but they basically have like. What the agency will do is specifically it's usually one guy with lots of muscles, tattoos, typical shit, but no abuse. So that's the only difference in it. But basically buys a house, has 4 rooms, invites all these new girls that just turned 18, 19, the top 23, and has them live with them, you know, and gets
and
them tested like every month or every week, whatever's needed.
Pound town, basically.
Yep, and so they have 6 months to live there and to either get a loop or not. So it's very, like...
Does everybody want to be a porn star that bad?
It's a good way to make a lot of money.
fast. It is a good way to make a lot of money.
Hey. But of course, there's times to where porn stars don't get paid the same as strippers do. Strippers tend to get paid more than porn stars do. And now that there's a lot of different, not bringing the BDSM world into it, but there's a lot of things that are called like forced blowjobs that are a really big thing. A lot of things are a little bit more.
Forced blowjobs?
Forced blowjobs is a really big in thing right now. So, I mean, it's like abuse on camera.
Oh, yeah, see,
like.
That's, no one wants
but
to see
But you get
that.
Paid big money for it, because obviously not a lot of people want to do it.
No, no
but
one wants
on
that,
that. But on that realm, that's how a lot of older girls that are in the industry are able to get a lot of money out of it. To where some can get about, like, 50 grand, 75 grand within 6 months of doing this. And therefore, they can pay off whatever they need to pay off, or school, college, whatever it is.
Wow.
Some do it for that specific reason, and others want to do it as actually a lifetime thing, to where they're okay with it. That's their thing. They're, you know. And others just do it, just quick money action, they're out. So.
Wow, in and out, kind of like yep. how strippers start.
Yeah.
So how do they get eliminated? Because this is, I'm still trying to figure that out, because if unless you've got like the plumbing the size of a grape, or you just you have no game.
It looks like.
And what happens, do you eliminate guy and girl at the same time? Because you're going to end up with an odd number most of the time. And I'm going to bet you that's guys are going to get cut before girls.
So that's threesome week.
Is that threesome week?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And is it, I mean, are we seeing
number?
Girl on girl too? Or is it just
oh,
girl
I'm
and guy?
I'm sure there's going to be some girl on girl.
And what happens if it's the girls suck and you're down to two guys? Then what?
So, gay male porn stars get paid way more than straight male porn stars.
Yep.
Do.
Okay, I don't want to know. Forget I asked that question. Just saying.
I mean, there have been a lot of... Never mind. You don't want to hear about it.
Okay, what? There have been what?
There have been a lot of some of, like, the more famous male porn stars. In order to start doing straight stuff, they have to go gay first and kind of build up their name. Like, what's his name that was so famous? Peter North did gay stuff for years, and now he's a big name, so he can do
who's Peter?
Porn.
Okay, the only one that I know... guy-wise, is Ron Jeremy. That's the only dude that I know. And that's only because
well,
I've met
Ron
the cat.
Jeremy, I mean, yeah.
It is Ron
it
Jeremy.
Is Ron Jeremy.
I met him because, okay, every year when they did the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas was also the porn weekend.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, we're walking around looking at TVs, receivers, speakers, porn star. It's a little distracting. Of course, you know, some of the guys from across the pond over in Japan and all that loved it because they're like, oh yeah, you know. I don't know. I can't imagine people wanting to get in the porn that bad. I don't get it. And what do you do for a challenge?
Well, there was an Asian with a banana there for a second, and I was just like,
I knew
yay,
it.
There's always
banana
one
was
of
involved
those.
Somewhere or a cucumber or a monkey. What do you got?
Something I'll talk about off air.
Fair enough. Well, I think we've killed this subject.
Pretty
awkward
much.
Silence.
Well, this is another thing, too. For the two winners, one man, one woman, we'll split the $1 million prize, cash up front, and 3-year porn contract.
3 years?
That's where they get them. It's not the money. It's the fact that they have a 3-year contract.
But how
that's
profitable
really
is, with all of like the free streaming sites that are out there now, how profitable is actually making porn?
Not. And that's why it's better to be a stripper right. than a yeah, porn star. Exactly. Because you, when you see a stripper, you go and you get that
you
experience.
Get them,
yeah. It's more one-on-one versus...
Nah,
I mean,
that's not
all
true.
I have to do is have a Tumblr account like I do, and that's like every other picture.
It's
just
porn. Yeah.
It's porn, and I've had guys even tell me that's what they do. They just go on Tumblr and watch whatever's on there, and it's all free. Just like, simple as
so,
that.
So the internet has not only killed retail, but porn as well.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Easily. I mean, and
well,
there's
killed
so,
the
there's
money
so many, like, girls, too.
There's so many options out there
probably
now. I don't know that it's killed.
Two funny jokes. Okay.
Well,
I don't know if strippers can make any more money because, okay, I used to hang out with this dude that would, he'd spend his lunch at the gun. He would never pay. He just showed up for the buffet. and he'd never tip.
Well, that's just a bad place to work, but if you're a stripper.
Yes. They would avoid him. They'd come by and talk to him, except for, like, the rookies that would show up or the B-teamers. They'd show in and, you know, right away hustle over to him, and he's there just to basically eat the buffet and have some scenery while he does, and back to work he goes.
Who is that?
So I don't know if being... I mean, and I've talked to strippers, and they have such a low opinion of human beings in general.
Yep.
I wouldn't.
Hard.
Yes. It's almost as bad as being a bartender.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, bartenders definitely get better treatment, even if that, and better
except
tips.
From Bug Night.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. It's definitely like one of those things where nowadays, in you know, modern day society, our sexuality is a lot more open than it used to be.
It's true.
So
it's
you
true.
Have people that are a little bit more okay with their fetishes and showing their fetishes, because that's usually what the majority of what I have on Tumblr and stuff is, a lot of fetishy stuff. And people show anything, and all I have to do is like the picture, and they'll show more.
Wow.
Yep.
What happened to the sex convention that used to come through town? Is that done?
Thunder in the Rockies is the fetish community, but that's usually based on leather and
leather doesn't seem comfortable.
Stuff. It's very expensive. It's about a $200 con to get into. But you get an open dungeon like 24 hours a day, so that's kind of what you pay for.
Wow. Okay. Well,
it's pretty cool, but it's expensive, and I wouldn't do it just because it's at... What was it? I think it was where Genghis Khan was at.
What, that hotel? Really, the Radisson over there off of 225 in Hamden?
Yeah.
Parker Road. Parker Road and 225.
No, I actually think it's the Crown Hotel.
The Crown Plaza?
Yeah, and that's the reason. Yeah, so definitely at the Crown Plaza. And I was like, nope, that's it.
Done.
Yeah, that's fine. Nope. Like, if it was at a different hotel, then yeah, I would think about it. But not at that one.
No.
So. But it's a cool con to go to, though. It's mostly about if you want to learn a bunch of stuff, you pay for the people that you see that will teach you information. That usually it's about a $300 class for an hour. So, I mean, it's definitely just what you want.
Wow.
What you get out of it.
Because I know there's like pole dancing classes now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would cool. you guys do a pole class. Dancing class?
Oh,
I know,
yeah.
Sterling won't. He just, you know.
He'd probably be better than all of us with like upper strength. Cause that's all it's about, is upper strength for pole dancing.
Yeah, I could just see Sterling just kind of sitting there like totally like American flag.
Probably could.
Spinning.
I'd be more likely
spinning.
To take
spinning. I just think it's fun. I mean, that's how you get muscles, is doing pole dancing.
Yeah, no
kidding.
I'd be much more likely to want to take like a burlesque dancing class than.
Yeah, that's true.
So is there a big difference? Okay, I already know the answer to the question, but I think burlesque is starting to cross lines now into stripping, because the burlesque dancers are starting to get.
They're not being classy, they're being slutty, so maybe
yes.
We should change that. If that's what it's coming down to, then that clan of burlesque dancers are doing it wrong. Because it's all about class. If you have class, you're a burlesque dancer. If you don't, you just look like a stripper on stage. So
with feathers.
Just go somewhere else. Yeah, I mean, I've seen that before, though. I've seen it before to where I'm just like, this isn't burlesque, this is exact opposite. And it's mostly about the team, because usually the burlesque will have that one team. It's kind of like a go-go group. You know,
right.
They have about like five people, and they all practice together. But they have to make sure that their main mom is good.
So, of course, in the background, while we're talking about this, Fat Bottom Girls came on.
Love Queen.
Even better.
Perfect. All right, so moving along. You guys got what coming up this weekend?
MegaCon in Orlando. Should be awesome. It's our first MegaCon, our first Florida con,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At least you're going before it gets...
Yeah. It's already ungodly
it's
hot,
already,
so I don't want to hear about
Dallas,
it.
It's already horrible. It's like high 80s, low 90s, and 100% humidity.
Wow.
And what are you dressing as?
Borderlands.
Yeah,
I might bring Widow. I don't know if I'll be able to put her on. That's all leather.
Yeah.
No.
It'll be warm and sticky. But then again, we do Dragon Con every year. That's
true.
In Hotlanta. In September.
Yeah, in like full
the very first week
foam
of
armor and.
Yeah. So.
Foam's got to breathe better, no?
EVA foam?
Oh,
that stuff?
Formats?
No.
Yeah, no.
It does not breathe.
No. Tara, what do you got going on this weekend?
I have golf prom this weekend.
What?
Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds fun.
So
Goth prom.
Goth prom. It's the first one, and then aesthetic perfection be blind. So I've always wanted to see it. So I'm a happy camper. Cool. So I get to do that. It'll be all fancy.
Wow. What are you gonna dress as?
I don't know exactly yet. I'll see. I have to go through the closet and hope to God that new things come in so I can do something else. Because I've worn all my goth outfits already. So.
Oh, heaven forbid.
I could have just wear a new suit, but, you know.
Well,
be that person.
Yeah, just go as Edward Scissorhands again.
I have to work on him. I got my sewing machine back, so.
Awesome.
Ta-da!
Now start on that.
She has the power.
Hopefully, just last second week. So, God! Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, we will let you out of here. And remember, in the end, we're all stories. So make it a good one.